Hi, my name is Zakarin, and welcome to another one of my outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening master keys of creation. This one's called Joy is the Only Reason You Want Anything. So in these master keys of creation that I reveal to you, I show you how to create and attract the wealth, freedom, joy, well-being, and abundance, and freedom that you desire, and how to be an unlimited, all-powerful, immortal, joyful, and infinitely abundant master of creation that you truly are, to literally make all your dreams come true. And you can find out lots more goodies, law of attraction tips, videos, podcasts, etc., to help you become a master of creation to lead an absolutely joyful and abundant and fulfilling life at Zakarin.com. All right, here we go. So joy is the only reason you want anything. You can have everything you want, but most of all, you can have what you really want, which is to be happy and feel good. You can have the girl or the boy or the non-gender specific lover, but most of all, you can be happy regardless if you have a lover or not. You can have the money and the success and the fame and the recognition and the freedom and the toys and the jewels and the cars and the houses and boats and travel and the empire and the legacy and the generosity and the philanthropy and the creativity and the masterpieces, etc., etc. But most of all, you can be happy whether you have those things yet or not. And that is the absolute master key of fulfillment. Because the only reason you want anything is to be happy. And you believe having those things will make you happy. And they will. But only briefly. And then you will naturally want more of those things and new things and more things and new things forever and ever. Not because you're a greedy, insatiable bastard, but only because you are an eternal creator who has come here for the infinite, nonstop joy and fun of creation. Not to amass wealth and goodies and lovers and children and recognition and admiration and fame, etc., to somehow prove your worth or prove your significance. No. Because your worth does not need proving to anyone. You are a priceless divine jewel, and so is everyone else, no matter what despicable things they have done. But the goodies and the toys and the jewels and the money and the creations and the businesses and the lovers, etc., are fun to desire and fun to create. They are the reason for the adventure of creation. Turning your non-physical desires into physical things, into physical manifestations, is the motivation of the artist. And you are the artist. And your life is the creation. Your life is the masterpiece. Your life is the masterpiece painting and sculpture and play and movie and song and dance, etc., etc. You are what you truly want. You are the creation that you truly want. You are what you are creating. And the countless desires and lovers and money and success and goodies, etc., and your adventure of creating those things into physical existence from just the desire is really you creating more you. So wrap your little noggin around that. More money and abundance and prosperity and more love and more joy and more fun means more of you, expanded you, because you must grow and expand yourself to attract what you want. And the goodies and the fun stuff are what you use as your excuse to create more you. To get what you want, you must grow into the kind of person who has what you want. You must become what you want, because the only way to get what you want is to be a vibrational match to what you want. You can't attract wealth if you are vibrating poverty. You can't attract the yummy, luscious lover when you are vibrating lack of lover. And love is hard and full of struggle and etc. You can't have ease and prosperity when you are vibrating struggle and hard work and sacrifice, etc. You can have every single thing that you want, but you must get happy first and stay happy whether you have what you want in physical reality or not. Then you are a vibrational match to your happy desires that you know will make you happy when you have them. But your happiness is not dependent on their existence in your physical reality. And because of this, your desires can come to you easily because you are in an allowing state, which is not blocking you from attracting your desires. And this allowing happy state is a vibrational match to your desires. And so they come to you easily and seemingly magically. But there's no magic about it. It's just Law of Attraction 101. You're vibrating what you want, so you get what you want. It's that simple. There's nothing to prove to get what you want because there's no outside force that decides your worthiness. And who will grant your wishes, you know, despite yourself? It just doesn't work that way. This is a universe of attraction, not assertion. And nothing and no one can assert anything bad upon you or assert anything good upon you. You can't even assert your love upon others. You can kind of influence them with your love, but that's about as far as it goes. And this is obvious when you love someone passionately, but they don't love you in return. No. And they reject your love. If this was a planet of assertion, then your love would entrance them like love potion number 9, and they would instantly be yours forever just because you love them so much. But it doesn't matter what is being projected at you, good or bad, it's how you react to it. So even though you're loving them so much, well, they might not necessarily be reacting positively to that. It's your choice how you will react to, you know, good or bad things. If you train yourself to see the big picture, that this is a planet and universe of attraction and goodness and well-being and prosperity are, you know, and that those things are the natural order of things, then little, supposedly bad things have less of a negative impact upon you. And you value contrast of negative things because they inspire desire for improvement. If it wasn't for the negative bad things and things that you don't like and don't want, you wouldn't have any clarity about what you do want. So, you can have everything you want, especially when your number one desire is to be happy and feel good. And you make that your number one priority in life. And then you always get whatever you want because, well, you're happy all the time and happiness is all you really want, regardless of physical conditions and manifestations. And then those magical, joyful manifestations are just a natural part of your joyful life. The wealth and the success and the lovers and the excitement and the freedom, etc., just become average, everyday things. And that is how it should be. I mean, that's how my life is. Wonderful, beautiful things are just average. Everything's beautiful in my life because I've trained myself to make that my reality. That's what I focus on. Goodness, well-being, abundance, wealth, success, etc. should be no big deal to you. So you want to get to that point where it is no big deal. Whatever you desire, you expect those things, those wonderful things to come to you, and so they do. No big deal. That, like ordering a meal at a restaurant. You expect it to come, and so it does. And you're not running back into the kitchen badgering the chef to get busy cooking. Your source is the chef, and the Law of Attraction is all of your source's assistants. And they're all busy cooking up a Michelin star meal for you that matches your happiness. And this is happening 24/7. And you don't have to deserve it. All you have to do is just allow it and expect it. Of course, my desires always come to me. Of course, the money always just comes to me. Of course, the fun adventures always come to me. Of course, fun, magical, exciting, interesting people always come into my life. Of course, the lovers and the friends that are fun and easy to be with always come to me. Of course, the success and the freedom and the wealth and the opportunities and riches and opulence always come to me because I just expect them to come. It's just kind of average, everyday stuff. I can be, do, and have whatever I want just because I desire them. No other reason. Because my wish is my command. And the entire universe is here to help me create my every desire into physical reality. That's just how it is for me. But most of all, the entire universe of creation is always guiding me to everything that makes me happy. Because joy is my greatest desire. And joy is the only reason I want anything. So, of course, I just naturally attract wonderful, joyful things all the time. So just make that your mantra, make that your affirmation. You just naturally expect joy and wonder to come to you all the time, and abundance, and magical, wonderful people, and wonderful things just happen all the time. Start your day every day like that, like setting that intention, and you'll create it every day in your life. All right, so I hope you enjoyed this outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening Master Key of Creation. If you got something from it, and I know you did because it was freaking amazing, as they always are, please comment, share with your friends, bless them with these amazing teachings. Remember to subscribe to my YouTube channel so you get notification of my latest videos. Come visit me at ZeekIron.com for more videos, more podcasts, tons of goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality to create the happiness and the health and the wealth and abundance and freedom that you desire. My name is ZeekIron Sheehan, and I help success-minded people create the happy, wealthy, abundant, joyful lifestyle that you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast. And, of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!